And now, in colour, Tim Firth, Tim DeYoung, Michael Rutger, and William Van Dyke.
Well, this week is a little bit special.
Yes, a Christmas special, in fact. The Now in Colour Christmas House Party.
Yeah, it's funny, isn't it, how the person who ends up having a house party at Christmas is always the slightly sad, bonkers one who's trying to improve their position in the peer group.
Look, everyone, this is my mum and dad's house, so please use the drinks mats and watch the ornaments. Right now, Will, you sort out the food. Mike, you're on record, and I'll do the decorations.
You're not nervous about it, are you, Tim?
No, not at all. It's going to be a wild party. In fact, I've drawn up this list to make sure there's a really wild atmosphere. 8 o'clock start. 8:01, casual chat about the weather and difficulty getting here. 8:04,
isn't it? You can't organise a party like that. Honestly, you wouldn't know what a wild party was.
I would. My brother Simon took me to a wild acid house party last month.
And? Tell them what happened.
No.
They kicked him out of the car when he suggested buying some chocolates for the couple whose aircraft hangar they were going to.
Yeah, well, look, you are fulfilling a very important role here, though, Tim. There always has to be someone at every party who doesn't enjoy it. New Year's Eve, there always has to be one bloke running round Trafalgar Square saying, please don't tread hula hoops into the pavement. Right, everyone, look, I've done the decorations in the front room. Come and have a look.
Yeah, great.
What's the problem?
Well, I hadn't expected quite so much dried haddock.
Really?
Oh, well, I thought I'd take as a theme the old Christmas tradition of hanging up dead fish all over the place.
Yes, at a guess, I'd just say it was a tradition in your house.
And what's that hung up there? What's happened to the mistletoe?
Oh, I thought that would do instead.
You can't just put a sign up over the door with an arrow saying, snog here.
I'll get it! Hello?
For your loving no more.
Sorry?
Carol Singer's 2 quid.
That was Fool for Your Loving by Whitesnake, played on your ghetto blaster.
Oh, you want something more traditional? A good old tune?
Yes.
Right. Oxygen by Jean-Michel Jarre.
That's not the point! Carol singers are supposed to be ruddy-cheeked groups of children with a lantern, not 2 30-year-old blokes in leather jackets with a ghetto blaster. And a flick knife, and I think that's a good thing. It's a healthy change. I really do. I think that's £2.
Good.
And now, in colour, a field near Jerusalem, 1 BC.
My friends, fellow shepherds, are we ready to go to the stable?
Yes, J-Pad.
Then let us go.
Before we go, my friends, do we consider that we ought perhaps to take a gift?
But what can we offer, Amarth? We are but humble shepherds with little money.
There is one present we can give which is simple, meaningful, and close to all our hearts.
What?
A Scalectric.
Sorry?
Well, just the brand's hatch, not the full Hockenheim, obviously.
J-Pet.
Surely we should give him something more befitting our station in life. After all, we are shepherds, simple men, who work the land with our animals.
True.
So, what better present than a slinky?
A whatty?
Oh, the metal coily thing that goes downstairs.
Yes, that's it.
But my friends, we are shepherds. Surely the ideal gift would be simply that of a lamb.
A lamb would indeed be the most adored and cherished gift?
Yes.
Today. But what about tomorrow, when it's made a puddle on the carpet? And Dad doesn't want to walk it because the Bond movie's on.
Yes. And someone's got to go to the corner shop to get a flea collar.
And in 2 weeks it needs inoculation.
Remember, a lamb is for life, not just for Christmas dinner. Christmas, damn!
I'm really pleased and honoured to accept this award. I'd like to thank my family, parents, friends, everyone who helped pull me through. Thank you.
Thank you, Jenkins. Right, the next Grade 2 swimming award is to Lampard Minor in Lower 5.
Brother Thomas, your note.
Brother Aquinas, your note.
Brother
Patrick, your note.
Nunc dimittis de Spiritue Sancto.
E Domine, we really must get another arranger.
All our songs are on Tino.
That's not my fault, Sunshine. I only have one line on my paper, so I can only use this note or go up or down a bit.
I thought you found some five-line manuscript.
Oh, yes, that's right. There was a scrap. It's coming up.
Down,
and then it ran out. And now in colour, a duet for piano, written in 1675 by Johann Sebastian Bach and his youngest son.
Tim, oi, oi!
Oi, great party.
I thought you had said you had a wide choice of music. We can't play Oops Upside Your Head all night.
Yeah, I've got some brilliant ones. Look.
Sounds of steam. The sound of 38 Great Northwestern locomotives in glorious stereo.
Well, yeah, I thought for later on, when we bring the lights down.
Oh, yeah, right. Can you remember what was playing the first time we kissed? Oh, yes, it was the Pride of Lancaster pulling out of Preston Station.
Yeah, and I've done a brilliant practical joke. Listen, wait for it.
Oh, what did you do?
I put a doll's head in the waste disposal unit. I love it.
Isn't it great to go to a sophisticated, mature house party for once?
Yeah. When should I start snogging games, then?
What?
Well, you know, all the old ones. Let's see how many people can stand on a piece of newspaper. Whoa-hey.
Whoa-hey. That's about your level, isn't it, Will?
Oh. And what games do you play in Loughton, then, Mike? Postman's knock, and whoever gets chosen can go outside and be free to establish an empathetic relationship with no ties, is it?
Well, at least I've got some sense of party etiquette. I can just see you at your wedding. The bride and groom will now leave the floor and see how long they can snog whilst passing a cold spoon up and down their trouser legs.
Got it!
Yeah, I'm a friend of Paul's.
All right, don't worry. Yeah, it's Christmas. Come on in.
No, I don't want to come in. I just want to tell you I'm a friend of Paul's. And now in colour, wine tasting.
Hello, and with us tonight is our resident wine expert, John Brennan. John.
Yes, well, this is a full-bodied, quite important Bordeaux. I would say probably 79.
Ah, no, John. Actually, that's a glass of milk.
Good morning, officer. My wallet's been stolen. I think it must have been sometime yesterday afternoon.
What are you implying?
Nothing, really. My wallet was stolen yesterday.
And it had something to do with me, did it?
No.
By taking 10 minutes off duty, I suppose. I was able to use my uniform to gain the confidence of your cleaner and get into your house. Is that it?
No. Not at all.
This is a very serious allegation, sir. Sergeant Campbell.
Yes, Constable.
This bloke's had his wallet nicked.
Well, don't look at me. Well, I don't know anything about a wallet with two credit cards and 45 quid in it.
Me neither. In fact, look. Here's a photo of me having a drink with some friends at the time of the so-called theft of your wallet. And here's a photo of my wife on holiday in Mallorca with another man. Oh. Better check that out later.
Yeah, and I've got a character witness here. Mr. Stevenson, my white-haired old school teacher.
Ian always had the right qualities to be a policeman. He had confidence, he had integrity, he beat up the black kids.
Stop!
Good morning, sir. Chief Superintendent Davies, how do you do? I understand you've had your wallet stolen.
Wasn't me, sir.
No, it wasn't me, sir.
Mr. Higgins, I want you to know it wasn't me either. I was in this pub.
Yeah, no, I was.
And I was talking to this bloke whose name I can no longer recall.
Me.
Yes, we were all there together and not at all around your house while you were at your office in Church Street, sir, at all.
Fine. We did have a look for it in the locker room, and no joy, I'm afraid. Went through everyone's pockets, too.
Yeah, and we had a little whip round, and we just, we'd like to give you this reproduction carriage clock.
It's actually very good, sir. Look, it's got the four silver balls that go round and everything.
Well, I'd say that's most kind of
well,
you.
We'll just say no more about the wallet, then.
Yes, stop. Silencio. Yes, right. Also, my car was set on fire.
Ah.
Well, we did that.
Yeah, obviously we did that.
Another Christmas. Snow outside. Christmas tree lights. I sit here in front of a roaring log fire. Reach in my pocket and pull out this old pack of playing cards which my granddaddy gave me the last Christmas before he died. And as I look at it, the king reminds me of the baby Jesus lying in his manger. The queen reminds me of the queen's speech at 3 o'clock. The jack makes me think of all the happy children's faces when they see the jack in the box. The 10 of clubs reminds me of the 10 pints of lager I drank before the midnight carol service. The nine reminds me of the 9 times I was told to please be quiet during the service. The 8 is the number of presents I've still got to get at 5:25 a.m. on Christmas Day morning. 7 is the time I therefore have to get up on Christmas Day morning to chip bits off the garage and pretend they've come from the Berlin Wall. Six is the number of people I now remember challenging to a scrap on the way home, thinking God would protect me. 5 is the number of bottles of Old Spice I now possess. 4 is the number of bottles of Blue Stratos I now possess. 3 is the number of bottles of Pagan Man I now possess. 2 is the number of policemen who came to my door to ask who changed the 6-foot letters in the town centre to read Satan's coming. And the 8, all on its own, with no one else around it, reminds me of me. Now.
Surprise! Party time! Yeah!
Oh no, wrong house. Sorry.
Right! Now for some good old Christmas party cocktails.
Want some Advocar?
Nah, you don't want just Advocar. This is Christmas. Have a Van Dyke Advocar special.
What's in it?
Advocar.
What's special about it?
You drink it out of a vase.
Sounds good.
There you go. And I'll have the red wine washing up bowl extravaganza. And we'll have a race, okay?
Okay.
Right. Ready, steady, go!
I'm in front.
No, Tim! Oh, God.
I'm feeling a bit peckish. Where's your buffet, Will?
Over here.
Ah, now then, I'll have a pork pie and let's see, half a pork pie. And what's that over there? Some small pork pies with a pork pie. Well, can I have a word with you about this buffet?
Oh, you! Don't eat all the pork pies!
Well, we chipped in 30 quid. Is this all you've bought?
Yum.
Well, you can't just buy what you want to eat.
It's a great buffet.
Well, it's not a buffet. It's a pork pie convention.
Who won?
Tim, I meant a drinks race. Oh. I've just been round the block.
No. It's who can down this lot quickest.
Ah. Right,
your vase of Advocar versus my washing up bowl of red wine.
Okay.
And go!
Finished.
How'd you manage that?
You see, where I grew up, in Holland, we used to have Advocar every night before we went to bed.
Oh, no. That was milk, wasn't it?
Can someone call an ambulance, please? Gentlemen. Here are the proposals for the new Pendleton Town FC club motif for all the players' shirts, headed paper, corner flags, and so on. Now, what do we think?
Well, I like this one, Brian. Circular badge with Pendleton Town FC round the side. Then in the centre, the picture of a player in the changing room with his head in his hands weeping.
I feel this one here sums up both sides of the club. On the right, the serious side, represented by the founder's date and the address. And on the left, the lighter side, represented by this picture of Sooty.
Has the club any formal links with Sooty?
Oh, no. But he's a funny little chap, though, isn't he?
Well, this is a cracker for me, lads. Rectangular shape, top left corner a picture of flowers, top right a fair, bottom left a beach, bottom right a disco, and in the middle, a blooming great ginger kitten. Now, what more can you say about the club than that?
I think that's a postcard you've got there, Ron.
Is it?
Greetings from Whitby, it says.
Ah, bugger me.
Look, it's a big move, this gentleman. Our whole club profits, attendance and our sponsorship can all be improved if we have the right badge. And that's why I suggest this one. Round, bright red, and in the middle the words, Manchester United.
A new range from Real Cards. Say what you really mean. There's our congratulations range. You jammy git! The birthday selection.
Yes, I know it's a week late. I do have other things to worry about.
The anniversary collection.
I'm beginning to quite fancy your sister.
The sorry you're leaving line.
Yes!
And most popular of all, our cards for ex-lovers.
Thank you for helping me to make the best decision of my life.
Or, here's the rest of the phone book. Perhaps you'd like to give them a try too. And
you were crap.
Real cards. For when ignoring people just isn't enough.
Later on, we'll be interviewing Charles Gordon, the man who made himself a millionaire by walking around on Christmas Day morning shouting, "Batteries! Batteries and plugs!" But now in colour, the World Chess Championships. Jonathan Spielman plays Anatoly Karpov.
I could play Bishop D7. Continue the French gambit with Knight C5 and attack his king's side. Yes, that looks good. Knight C5.
And that noise means you, Jonathan Spielman, have landed on a World Chess Federation hidden instant prize square. You'll go home tonight with this lovely rotisserie set.
Oh, thanks, Bob.
Advoca, Hook of Holland, Johan Cruyff, Orangeboom.
That's it, Tim. Don't worry. Breathe deeply.
It's quite serious. The huge quantity of avoca linked with his natural parentage has induced in him a state of being excessively Dutch.
Van der Volk, Van der Volk.
It's getting worse, Will. Can you bring him some toast out?
You see, Tim, the thing you have to remember about going to parties and drinking far more than your body can cope with is that it's brilliant.
Yeah, wise words from the master, nice.
And look, and I've done some toast. And to lighten it up a bit, I've put some Italian tomatoes and anchovy fillets on.
Oh, nice one, Will.
Oh, look, Tim, you'll feel better after some party games. Right, everyone grab a cracker. 3, 2, 1.
Right, everyone put their paper hats on. What did you get in yours, Tim?
I got a toilet roll tube.
No, that's the lining of the cracker. There should be something else in there.
Oh, yeah, there's a piece of paper.
See, it's the motto. What does it say?
Now wash your hands, please.
It is a toilet roll, isn't it? Well, have you nicked Tim's Christmas cracker and replaced it with a half-used loo roll?
No.
Well, why have you got two party hats on, then?
Yeah, and two plastic toys.
Just luck.
And two mottos.
Well...
What do they say?
The first one says, Beware your sins will find you out.
Yes, see?
Well, look, they're always very general, these things.
Okay, what does the second one say?
That means you, Van Dyke. Hey?
Oh, gosh. But I'm fed up with eating pork pies. Where's the cake? Well, you're in charge of that.
Ah, yes, that's here. I decorated it myself. I thought, instead of sleighs and bells, this year I'd use it to make a stand against blood sports. So, it's a fox that's being ripped apart by hounds, all made out of marzipan.
Oh, my God.
I'll be in the garden.
OK, everyone. Now we've all done our silver and gold life-saving awards in the swimming bath, this is the final simulation of what you would actually do. Okay, imagine there really is someone out in that pond drowning. Ready, steady, and go!
Oh look, someone's in there, call the police, isn't it terrible? You think they'd fence these ponds off? God, look at the time!
The Now in Colour Christmas album. All your favourite Christmas classics, updated for the 90s, including
chestnuts roasting on a council bin, sold by some gloomy git at 60p for five.
Do you remember
the holly and the ivy, when stuck on your front door, will be nicked by all the little kids and then dropped in front of trains?
Sing along our classics about today's Christmas, like
dashing through the grit on a sledge your dad has built, which when you fall off will give you tetanus.
And recall the festive spirit with
I saw three ships come sailing in on Christmas Day, on Christmas Day. I knew that I should not have bought that stuff from the bloke in the nightclub.
Yes, they're all here on one album, with all proceeds going towards Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, Albert the Green-Eyed Rabbit, and all the other animals in the cosmetic laboratories.
And now in colour, wine tasting.
What about this one, John?
Come on.
Not Lucozade, is it?
No.
It doesn't taste like Nesquik.
No, good.
I'd say it's some kind of industrial glue. Oh, well, actually, yes. You have picked up a jar of glue next to your wine glass. Well done, John.
Thank you very much.
And now in colour, the 2nd Tank Regiment of Her Majesty's Army.
I think the enemy are taking a position on that ridge. We'll wait by the tank, Corporal.
He should be here by now, sir.
He will be, Corporal. Don't worry. He will be.
I'm scared, sir. I mean, what if he doesn't show?
Calm down, Corporal. Look, here he is now.
Oh, hello. Did you call the AA?
Oh, yes, thank goodness.
Yeah, what seems to be the trouble?
Well, we were driving the chieftain along this sand dune, not speeding or anything, and then we just seemed to lose power.
Oh, dear. Sounds like your carburetor. I haven't got a replacement for this model with me. Where are you heading?
The Battle of El Alamein.
Right, well, tell you what, I'll lend you a Ford Escort until we get it mended. How does that sound?
Fine. Do you think we'll be able to get the gun on the roof rack then?
Oh, yes, I think so, yes.
And the spare shells in the boot?
Oh, yes, just sign here.
Oh, wonderful.
Wherever you are, whoever you are, just give us a call.
No, the Jupiter launches tomorrow, but the thing is, it just won't start. Can you fix it? Ford Escort. No, I don't think we can, really.
The R. Oh, I see. No. The AA. We know a man with a Ford Escort.
And now in colour, a field a long way from Jerusalem, 1 BC.
Wise men, are we four ready to follow the star to meet our new king?
Caspar?
Aye, Balthazar.
Seth?
Aye, Balthazar.
Melchior?
Aye, Balthazar.
Balthazar?
Yes?
Melchior isn't really a wise man.
I am? Oh, you sneaky snake!
What? He doesn't know anything. He's not a wise man. He's a stupid man.
I am a wise man. All right, you two. Melchior.
Yes?
I want a truthful answer
Yes, Balthazar.
What is the capital of Sudan? 15 seconds.
Oh, I know this one. Oh, it's... Khartoum, Khartoum, Khartoum.
He has passed the test. He is a wise man.
Yes.
He's got the answer written on his camel.
No, I haven't.
What's that then?
Oh, you cheat. All right, Seth. Your turn.
Oh.
You can have either sport or general knowledge.
Oh, I don't have to do it.
Come on, we've got to go soon.
Sport then.
Right. Who did Bethlehem beat in the quarterfinal of the camel polo?
Oh, that's impossible.
15 seconds.
Oh, but it's much more difficult than his. Can't I have general knowledge?
Nope, 5 seconds.
Oh, I don't know. Damascus.
Bad luck, Seth.
No, Dumbo.
All right, time to go. Time to go. I'm sorry, Seth. You'll have to stay here. We shall visit the king as the three wise men.
Oh, that's so unfair.
We have travelled far to see our king. We are the three wise men.
The three wise men?
Yes.
All right, then. What's the chemical symbol for tin?
Okay, let's slow things down now and go back to the Liverpool of 1963. Who remembers this one? Yeah, the great sound of a twin-headed freight locomotive pulling out of Garston sidings.
Get that record off. Everyone is sick of listening to engine noises. Haven't you got anything more romantic for the end of a party?
Okay, everyone. Let's slow things right down with Genesis.
Better.
The classic Reader's Digest tape of sounds from within the womb.
Oh, God.
Hello? Oh, God. It's the police.
Well. Look at all these youngsters, PC Jarvis.
Right. Come on, then. Where's the fridge?
Sorry?
The fridge, the spoon, the cat, the blender. Who's pushing it?
Don't understand.
Don't play the innocence with me, Sonny Jim.
We know there's a stash of toweling bathrobe in this house. So make it easy on yourself. Get out your sycamore.
I honestly don't understand.
Oh. Constable Jarvis, can you just check my police dictionary of street cred synonyms for the word marijuana?
Still haven't used formica, welding mask, a packet of swimming pool, a joint of Milton Keynes, sir.
Oh, dope! Grass, weed, blow!
Did you get all those, Constable Jarvis?
Yes, I'm writing them down, sir.
Those are all proper ones, are they?
Oh, I think so.
Oh, brilliant. Right, well, Anyway, freeze! Now, come on, kids, don't protect your friends. Who's got the 1974 Blue Peter Annual?
That isn't one.
What?
The 1974 Blue Peter Annual is not a word for marijuana.
Scrub that one out, Constable Jones.
Yes, sir. Look, anyway, no one here had anything at all.
No one,
No one.
No one,
Are you telling me there's a group of 25-year-olds in a Christmas party at midnight and there's no dope?
Yes.
All right, Constable, let's go catch them off your brother.
And Now in Colour was written and performed by Tim Firth, Tim DeYoung, Michael Rutger and William Van Dyke. The producer was Lisa Evans.